Hello everyone, my name is Shireen Davis, a third year dance education student of the Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts. Welcome to my very first podcast and thanks for joining me. In today's episode, we will be answering this question. What is the difference between style and technique?
Now this one is the original move. This one called the Della move. Just follow me, no man. Each and every year you have a new style. Each and every year you have a new style. Della man. Each and every year you have a new style. Each and every year you have a new style.
Is there a difference between style and technique? In order to answer this question, we must first define technique and style. Technique is a formalized type of dance used as a discipline in dance institutions to train professional dancers for the dance industry. Style, on the other hand, is a popular and informal dance trend influenced by the dancer or choreographer's social, political, and economic background. Are they different? They may seem like the same and sometimes different depending on how they are referred to or used when spoken about, but they serve different purposes and are performed with different intentions. Technique forms the basis for all the fundamentals of dancing. It is a system that trains the body, ensuring correct posture and alignment. It focuses on the mechanics behind executing specific dance movements and on the carriage of the body, as well as to prepare the body for a wide range of movement dynamics and capabilities, while enhancing self-awareness through these movements. Technique is a structure used to fine-tune the body, viewing it like a machine or a well-designed engine that is trained to effectively execute a specific function the same way every time without compromising the standards and to be done with little to no effort or focus, because the action itself would have become a natural instinct. It is developed with a series of explorations and movement manipulations to create a vocabulary of sequences focused on inculcating the details and features of each of the dance skills required to perform a specific dance style. There are a number of techniques out there, and the list is increasing as we speak, but here are a few of the most popular dance techniques. You have ballet technique, modern contemporary technique, and jazz technique. And for each of these dance techniques, there are different authorities and groups that have created their own technique to perfect this dance, this genre of dance. A dance style, however, refers to current and trending dances specific to their respective culture and international influence. It communicates the dancer or choreographer's expressive intention, their personal interpretation of a step that is identifiable via specific movement qualities. Most dance styles start out as just that, a style, which over time dies down or is developed into a technique. It is usually the product of a recreational activity for the purpose of entertainment, and it is a constant source for creatives to get inspiration and acquire new dance content. Although they both start out as a style, the difference between style and technique is that style is a dance trend originating from an individual's own unique expression. And the other is a formalized dance study created by one or more dance scholars for the purpose of improving the body's alignment, stamina, and execution of a dance style. The survival of a dance style is dependent on enculturation and cultural transmission, while technique, on the other hand, is a documentation derived from a formalized style that will always be available through research. Also, one is a discipline and the other appeals to social or cultural identity. Here are a list of popular dance styles: ballet, ballroom, contemporary, hip-hop, jazz, tap, dance hall, folk dance, and Irish dance. Each dance begins as a style, which gets popular over time, and some of them end up becoming a formalized technique to improve the execution of that style. But the difference lies between the intent and purpose in which each of them are done. Thanks for joining me. I do hope this session was quite informative. Stay tuned for next week's episode, and don't forget to like, follow, share, and subscribe. Goodbye!